That noise means that we have made it into our lunchroom here at Chorus Radio London. There's a bulletin board that has things on it that I swear have been here for more than 5 years. I don't know. What is the limit for taking things off the bulletin board? A lot of those, though, I think a lot of those could stay. Actually, there's some good tips. There's Wemyss. Wemyss is up on our bulletin board. And we have with us Ben Harrietta and Emily Passfield and, of course, Maya Reed, who will be attempting to break Cody Jones' record of 3 minutes and 21 seconds to find and arrange all of the letters in a can of Alphagetti. Now, we don't have very much in the way of rules or instructions. No one from Guinness is here. I'm hoping that if Maya breaks the record, we can just send in the video and Guinness can go, yeah, yeah. The video has not been doctored. Emily Passfield is recording the video. So here's what we have done. Maya has actually taken the top off of the Alphagetti can. I'm hoping that's okay. I can't recognize any letters in there. It looks like soup, actually. I haven't eaten Alphagetti in a long time.
I don't think I've ever had it.
How much sodium is in a can of 1,490 milligrams? The daily intake is like 2,000 milligrams. That's it. In one can? Okay, Maya, going into this, how are you feeling?
I'm incredibly nervous. I'm very stressed. I also am excited because I get to play with food.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take that. Now, Maya has also brought a strainer, which we've thought is again, okay, no rules. So a strainer and the idea of the strainer?
The idea of the strainer is so that I can separate the liquid from the noodles because I'm just sorting the noodles. And I'm wondering, we haven't determined, am I allowed to rinse the noodles after I strain or do I have to go with the noodles that are covered in the excess?
I think there's no rinsing. I think okay. Guinness might not even like the strainer. But for the sake of the mess that we will make in our lunchroom and having to clean this up quickly before Amy Simon begins news, we better allow the strainer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a stopwatch ready, and then I guess, do we just say go and then you go?
Count me down.
You want 3, 2, 1, and go? Okay. So.
I'm so nervous.
3, 2, 1, go. I hope my phone is able to handle all of the things I'm asking it to do. It still has a home button.
There's so many noodles in here.
So Maya has strained out the noodles. Now it looks almost like chia pet hair.
Oh, there's a V.
That's what it is. The V is the hardest one to find.
We got a V already.
Even Cody Jones said that. Okay, that's good stuff. So already found the elusive V. This actually, in all of the research that we were doing, they called it the elusive V. Is that a U? No, it's a V.
It's a V.
It's a V. I agree. No. And so Maya has found so far a C, a D, 2 P's, in case somebody's alphabet has more than one. There's a Z or Z. I still think we should call them Z.
Wait, I need clarification. Do I just need to get one of each letter, or am I, like, trying to get, like, all of them out of here?
No, you just need one of each letter.
Oh, my goodness, that's easier. Wait, that's so exciting. Okay.
So one of each letter, just arrange them in the way. Look, Maya has done some thinking about this. She's got 3 rows that she's started. There's an A, a C, a D. She's got the H, the 2 P's again. We're going to leave the 2 P's apparently. And then we've got V, Y, Z. Do I tell you how far along you are?
No.
Okay. I'll go over here and whisper it. She's a minute 25 in. Okay, so now I'm coming back. The record is 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Cody Jones, who also holds a record for finding letters in vegetable soup.
This is the weirdest texture I've ever felt on my hands in my entire life.
So what does it feel like?
It feels almost like kinetic sand, but like if it was separated, like if kinetic sand was stale. That's the best way I can describe it.
Maybe it's not so much that. I found these Alphagetti cans kind of in the back because the front ones were dented. So there's a thing in restaurants, FIFO, first in, first out. I don't know whether grocery stores use that. This might just be the ones from the back. Okay, we've got A, C, D, E. You can almost sing the song. L, P, S, H, K, 2 P's, Y, N, a Z. Now, Maya's found the B. Now she's rolling. A, B, C, D is where we've got it. E, this is good. Is Is it getting any easier as you go along?
No, it's getting more stressful because I'm trying to sing the alphabet in my head and I keep forgetting what letter comes next.
Am I allowed to ask questions of the person? Did Cody have somebody quizzing him? Was Cody doing his live on the radio? And if not, does Guinness take that into account? Would that be worth an extra 60 seconds or so? I'd be willing to petition for something like that. There's a lot of letters in a can of Alphagetti. I can't believe how many there actually are.
I just broke the Y.
Oh, no.
I'm so stressed.
We hadn't thought about that. Are you allowed to use a broken letter? I don't see why you wouldn't. It was still a Y. It's still a Y to begin with, but it did go back into the pile. I don't think you're finding two pieces of Y.
Wait, there was an X and I just lost it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm going to check the clock and run across the cafeteria and update everybody again. We've just passed 3:21. This is a lot harder than we thought it was going to be. Okay. You found a Q, so... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 of the 26 letters have been found and arranged at this point. So that's 19 of the 26. I'm saying that right, aren't I? 26 letters in the alphabet? I haven't been quizzed on that in quite a while. You learned that a long, long time ago. That's an early thing in elementary school. At least it used to be.
Wait, is that a K or that's an X?
So that's good. You had a Y. It was broken. But I'll vouch for the fact that it did exist.
There's another one. Y, Z.
Y's apparently are very popular.
C, D, E. I need an F.
This is very close now. We're very close. And I knew it would come down to this. We're just one or two we're missing. Maya's using a technique where she picks up a lot of the letters, has them across the palm of her hand, and then finds the letters that she's looking for. I think that's a fantastic technique. I don't like getting stuff on my hands, so I don't think I'm going to try this at all. Because you definitely get stuff on your hands doing this.
I'm taking one for the team here, everybody.
So we got an F, G. I saw an H. You already have an H right there.
Thank you.
And there.
There's an I.
I.
And a J. Okay.
Can you use like a sideways U?
I need an I.
There's an L, there's an M. So right now, you're only looking.
B, W, X, Y, Z. So
yeah.
I'm just looking for
the J.
The J.
The J is the only letter you're missing.
Where's the J? Where's the J?
Wait a minute. I think, can I help?
Yeah.
Okay, right there. I think there's two of them.
Ah! Okay.
Maya is putting it into place and
done.
And your time is, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm excited.
What do you think your time was?
I think I'm over 3 minutes.
You are, but not bad.
3:16.
Take away the 3. 5:36. But I think for a first run, how many times has Cody Jones been doing this?
That's true.
For a first run?
That's true.
I am really impressed. So, the London, Ontario arranging Alphagetti record stands at 5 minutes and 36 seconds. Anyone wishing to try it? All yours. Send us your videos. You can email Mike at 980cfpl.ca. Maya, congratulations on becoming a London record holder.
Thank you, Mike. And the second one I've done. Second record, because remember I was the first person to ride the new ride at the Western Fair last year.
Very true.
Second London record.
The claims to fame are flying. Ben, Emily, thank you for your help.
Anytime.
Let's take a break for news. Amy Simon is next. We'll check traffic and weather as well. This is London Live from our cafeteria here at Chorus Radio London, where we have a new London record for Alphagetti arrangement. 5 minutes, 36 seconds.